here at the 2019 World Credit Union Conference, put on by this gentleman next to me. Well, your whole team, not just you.
Characters.
Yeah, you guys have an amazing team that puts on a great, great conference. And this year, you guys have
yeah, we're 2,200 people from 61 countries.
Congratulations!
Congratulations! It's a great event.
Yeah, Brian Branch, you're doing some great work out there. I mean, each year we get together and we talk about obviously what the World Council is doing, but you have some great, I'll say, great travel stories, obviously, because you're bouncing all over the globe, but the things that you're doing all over the globe is just second to none. So do you have any stories? Because I always like pulling one or two stories out of your travels.
Having me stop telling stories is more the problem these days. But, you know, it's not about me. It's about credit unions because, you know, it's a time of socioeconomic, political disruption, economic challenges. And, you know, it very often these challenges that they have their root in their community. And credit unions are the institutions that communities turn to try to help solve these problems for their community members, where they're credit union members. And so it's, you know, that's why we get drawn into these, because the credit unions are sometimes the first institutions addressing the problems, and we do what we can to support them.
Yeah, indeed, so. Indeed. Any place stand out for you this year? I mean, obviously all of them are very, very important, but are there any that stand out for you this year?
You know,
where you've been?
You know, if you look at history, at the end of World War II, there were about 11 million refugees displaced out of their homes in Europe as a result of World War II. And, you know, that was a period of time when there were a number of challenges in rebuilding in Europe. And if we look at today there's 70 million refugees in the world, people who are displaced out of their homes, putting pressure on communities, traveling across borders. And so we find very often, frankly, now that it's credit unions that try to address the challenges at home so that people don't have to leave their communities.
Yeah.
So we've done a lot of work with credit unions in Guatemala and Central America, because these communities don't have a way to provide jobs, provide an economic future for their children, and their children disappear. And the families, you know, they're traumatized by that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they come up to us and they say, here's a picture of my son or my daughter, can you help me find them? And that's beyond our capacity.
Yeah.
But they turn to their credit unions and they ask their credit unions to help provide some kind of answer. So we've worked with credit unions in Guatemala for a while now, helping them do financing of agriculture, which is was a new activity for them. Huge success, a lot of growth there. And you reach a point where, well, you know, that helps, but it's not enough. So now we're working with them to do small business lending to help generate jobs and communities for people and give them a future. Venezuela is a country that is just imploding, and it's horrible. The hardships that people go through in Venezuela. The administration there destroyed credit unions years ago. But as these people are coming across the border now, they're a significant issue for Colombia, for Peru, and Ecuador, Brazil. And so those countries have turned to their credit unions, and those communities on those borders have turned to their credit unions and asked for them to help find ways to settle immigrants or refugees in their communities so they don't cause economic disruption, which leads to political disruption.
Right, right.
And so, you know, you had a chance to talk to our guy in Colombia, Oscar Guzman.
Oscar, great guy.
And
great
he's
guy.
Out there in the rural areas and working with credit unions to do training for people to be able to qualify for jobs and work in businesses and financial literacy so they can manage the scarce resources that they have. You know, and I talked to you earlier this year about the work that we were doing in Kurdistan, where ISIS had been so terribly hard on people, destroyed people. Destroyed families, killed people, and 6 million people in refugee camps in Kurdistan. And so the Kurdistan government was looking for ways to provide them with an economic path out of camps. And so we've done some work there to explore, well, how can you provide some basic credit union connection and give people an opportunity to earn some income, earn some assets? Very often it's about building trust. And, you know, we found that these are families that were brutalized and taken for slaves by ISIS. And how do you build trust after an experience like that and give people a sense of self-confidence? And so we've done some work with some ex-US military folks and provide self-defense training. for many of these young girls who were traumatized by this experience.
Right.
And it's wonderful to see the you know, the confidence and the self-esteem that comes back, and the sense that, you know, they have a future. And we talked to them about the Global Women Leadership Network, and they say, what? Women can be executives, and women can be community leaders, and it gives them new hope.
Yeah,
new hope,
yeah.
And gives them a great sense of, you know, that there is a future.
Yep, indeed. And it's great that credit unions are kind of the foundation that are kind of driving a lot of this, right? They're doing whatever they can financially to help all these folks across the globe do what they need to do.
You know, credit unions are rooted in their communities.
Yeah.
And so you see other financial institutions pull out, and credit unions are still there. They have to be there. That's where their membership is and their ownership, and so they have to address these issues.
Now, are these issues, these stories being told at this conference, and then people, I mean, because these are very, they get you by your heartstrings, you know? They're very emotional stories. And then again, to have credit unions there to really be there to help these folks in the time of need is tremendous. So are these the types of things that are talked about? I mean, obviously we're talking about cybersecurity and this and that, all the stuff that, all the normal issues that are occurring global, but are these other stories being told as well?
Or? We do. We have a number of engagements with different groups that are meeting here, the Global Women Leadership Network, the White Cup folks.
Yeah.
And, you know, these days we try to tell so many of these stories with video. And so we'll show some video clips in each of the general sessions and really give people an insight into the difference that credit unions make. Because, you know, it's more than providing a commodity. It's providing people with financial empowerment.
Right. And when you see it, especially on a video, which I'm kind of partial to a little bit.
Absolutely.
But it really makes an emotional connection. And I think it really it prompts people to act. And go, hey, you know what? We need to dive in there and help out as well. So
makes it very personal.
Indeed, indeed. I want to talk to you about expectations for the conference. Obviously,
absolutely,
these stories are very important, what's going on and stuff. But what overall expectations do you have for all these folks that are still going by, the 2,000 attendees? What do you hope, what do you want them to go home with?
You know, we have a theme each year. And back in 2014, our theme was membership growth. And so many countries had come to us and asked for ways to share lessons, learn how to increase their membership growth. And we had set a target for 260 million members by the end of 2020. We call that Vision 2020. And my goodness, we hit that target in end of 2017,
wow,
going into 2018.
Well done.
But when we said, what's the next issue? What's the next target here? It wasn't about setting a higher number. It was about looking at really who grew, why they grew, and How do we share that wealth? Because not all the credit unions grew, not all the country credit union systems grew. It was the credit union systems that had moved towards providing their services through mobile and online services. And so it's so very clear today that for credit union systems to be relevant, to grow, to be strong, they have to digitize. They have to provide their services online and mobile. They've got to integrate with that digital payments ecosystem in each of their countries. So that's our challenge for 2025, the digitization of the global credit union system. And that's what a lot of the conference agenda is focused on.
And that's what I love about this conference is, I think I've said it every year, it's like how different we are. We all come from the four corners of the planet, but we all kind of share the same issues, the same themes, and it's just, it's really cool. But we solve them, or at least the conversations that I hear, bless you. At least the conversations that we hear, they're solving them in different ways. Like, oh, let's try that, you know? It's a great, this giant brainstorm here from a global perspective. So yeah, it's really cool to see. Excuse me, goosebumps, yeah, I got goosebumps, Brian. So it's really neat to see.
Well, you know, it's challenging, it's hard, and it's very rewarding. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Indeed. All right, I'm gonna wrap up with goals for the conference. Again, accomplishing.
Yeah, this is an opportunity, just as you say, for various countries to take a look at some of the experts in the field in terms of how do you tackle digitization, and then to hear from their international peers and colleagues about, well, how did they do it? You know, we spent some time in Australia earlier this year, and they have made great progress in terms of putting in place some state-of-the-art shared payments platforms for the credit unions and the mutuals. And they're facing some new regulation in terms of data protection and consumer ownership of data that frankly was an eye-opener for us. And so this is an opportunity to learn from others' experience and be better prepared when we go back home.
Indeed, indeed. That kind of the inclusion, you know,
absolutely.
What credit unions do best, you know,
absolutely.
Diversity and inclusion, bringing new ideas from all over the place, and mm-hmm. and you get these great solutions for it. All right, Brian, well, thank you so much for
always
being
great
here.
To see you here. Thank you for
always
coming.
Always appreciate the time that you give us and the work that your staff, your team have done to pull this off once again with flying colors. Amazing
stuff.
They're the ones
that make it happen.
Amazing
thank
stuff.
You.
All right. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thanks.
Well done.
Good.
Brian Branch.